Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, welcome to Question of the Week with me, Katie Haler. This week we're sounding out whether suds can do us harm with Caitlin's question.
The hypothesis is that washing dishes manually leaves some harmful detergent residue, which we consume next time the dishes are used for eating or drinking. Are the residues from common manual dishwashing significantly toxic to humans in the short or long term?
Rob Chilcott from the University of Hertfordshire gave his opinion on this soapy subject.
Washing up liquids generally contain a mixture of chemicals such as detergents, fragrances, colourings, glycols and alcohols. Indeed, if you look on the internet, you can quickly confirm that many of these ingredients are categorised as hazardous or irritant. However, the hazard classification of each chemical is based on the toxicity of the pure material. It does not take into account the effects of dilution.
So to break that down, it's not about technically how toxic the pure chemical is, it's about how much of it you might ingest.
The actual toxicity of a substance is dependent on the dose, and this is something that was first observed by a Swiss physician called Paracelsus in the 16th century. Now, as a great example, everybody knows that cyanide is highly toxic. And of course, Agatha Christie used this to great effect in her novels. But every person on Earth is exposed on a daily basis to cyanide through the food we eat, the water we drink, and sometimes the air that we breathe. But of course, the human race lives on. The reason for this is because the dose of cyanide we're exposed to is actually too low to have any measurable effect.
Well, that's a relief. So, how low is the dose of washing up liquid that we might be dealing with?
The main ingredient of most washing up products is water, and so the chemicals that are present in the washing up liquids are already diluted. Adding a few drops of washing up liquid to a few litres of water in a bowl or a sink produces a very large additional dilution. The remaining dose of chemicals is further reduced when the washed item is removed from the washing up bowl and allowed to drain. If the items are rinsed in fresh water before draining, then the vast majority of the chemicals originally present in the washing up liquid will be removed. The semi-opaque residue, which can sometimes be seen on plates and cutlery after washing, is not necessarily washing up liquid, but actually the residue of a thin layer of grease from food.
Overall, it's not that likely that dishwashing residue is going to be hazardous to our health. And washing your dishes, rather than just leaving them on the side, should minimise the risk of food poisoning. On the forum, nutritional scientist says emulsifiers used in foods, even those extracted from eggs and soy, are basically surfactants or detergents. The latest research seems to indicate that these emulsifiers in foods and remnants of dishwashing detergents and rinse aids in dishwashers are able to damage the protective barrier in the intestines and therefore allow bacteria to infiltrate the cells causing inflammation, instead of being kept well out of harm's way. When it comes to washing dishes, make sure they're rinsed well in plain water. I've heard white vinegar makes a good alternative rinse aid in dishwashers. And as for foods, I choose those without emulsifiers. Evan says, detergent is designed to be highly water soluble. If you are concerned, rinse the dishes in clean water before drying. Next time, we'll be shining a light on Mark's chloroplast conundrum.
If we could genetically engineer cells to make our own energy, like plants do using chloroplasts, how much extra skin surface area would we need in order to function with similar energy levels as today's humans?
And if you think you know the answer, email chris@nakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet @nakedscientists, or share your comments on our forum. That's nakedscientist.com/forum. Until next time, it's goodbye from me and the rest of the Naked Scientist team.